Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aaron Ladd is here. I don't know how long he'll be here, but he's here.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, you know what, Aaron? Today's just been about vibes, man. You know, it's a Tuesday. I'm in a good mood. Rob's in a good mood. You know, we're just having a good time. Do you want to do your – you can talk about whatever you want now, or do you want to wait? Because we will give you your time. If you want to take it – hey, I'm ready to take my time. You can't do it in the middle of what we're talking about. You can either have it now or right before you leave. One of the two.
I want to get it now because I want to hear you respond to
okay,
it.
All right. Yeah. Rob, you're ready? Rob, are we giving him a minute or are we giving him 2 minutes? You want to give him 2 minutes?
2 minutes. Oof.
We're going to give you 2 minutes. You know what? Let's give you 90 seconds. Okay. How about that? We're going to give you 90. We're going to give you a 90. We're going to give you a 90. We're not going to give you the extra 30. We're going to give you 90 seconds. This is 90 seconds for you, Aaron Ladd. You can talk about whatever you want for 90 seconds.
This is sports adjacent for the second
whatever
time
you
in
want
a
it
row.
To be. Hit it, Rob.
Yeah, I just wanted to send my love out to Matt Ryan. He officially hung it up yesterday, retired, signed a one-day deal as an Atlanta Falcon to hang it up there. And I don't even want to say arguably because I really do think he is the greatest Atlanta Falcon ever. If you consider when he came into that franchise, the turmoil that was going on in the aftermath of the Mike Vick situation, Matt Ryan steps in as kind of the, I don't want to say golden boy, chosen one. What he did for the franchise, yes, 28-3 is a big mark, and it's obviously something that will follow him and the franchise forever, but the stability that he offered, obviously 2016 NFL MVP, four-time Pro Bowler. I don't know if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I posted this on X earlier today, but certainly.
I know he's not a
this is my 2 minutes. My bad. 90 seconds. Matt Ryan should be in the Hall of Fame or the Hall of Very Good. I think that don't give me that look. Salute Matt Ryan, the Ice Cubes, the whole family, what he meant to the city. It's a big shoes to fill. Still looking for a quarterback in the aftermath of that. Don't know if Kirk Cousins is the guy, but obviously Matt Ryan means a lot to not only the city of Atlanta, but this little Atlanta kid as well, who is apparently 15, according to Carrington.
All right.
Did I even fill a full 90 there?
You got enough. You got enough. All right. You know we love a good Hall of Fame debate. We love a good Hall of Fame debate.
Yeah. I know which way this is going to. I know I'm a little biased.
Okay, we ain't gotta have it then. If you acknowledge your bias, then we don't have to have the conversation.
It's easier also to get into the hall now. Like, let's not.
I don't know if it's easier to get in a quarterback though. I think it might be easier at some other position. I don't think it's easier at QB.
Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
There we go.
He's right on the fringe, but he's in.
What are we doing?
Can I give the full numbers?
So just what were we doing? Matt Ryan was not one of the 8 best quarterbacks of his era, and he's a Hall of Famer. We know he was not one of the 8 of his era. Matt Ryan was drafted, what, 08? He was
correct.
Maybe 9th, 10th. Breeze was better than him. Roethlisberger had a better career than he had. Brady, man.
Wait, because Roethlisberger got the one title? That's it?
He has 2.
He does?
Roethlisberger had two. Yeah, he did three appearances. Yeah. What are we doing with Matt Ryan? Stop it. We know he's not.
60,000 career passing yards, 367
Matt Ryan was definitely good
touchdowns.
For a long time. I don't deny that. He was absolutely good for a long time. There's no question.
Career passer rating, four-time Pro Bowler, Offensive Rookie of the Year, NFL MVP, 73 career, 300 passing yard games.
Okay.
I mean, look, I hear the debate. I've had this debate for a long time with people outside the
city. Can I give you the last, like, modern quarterbacks to go in?
Go ahead.
So Peyton Manning was the last quarterback to get in.
How did he get in?
Kurt Warner, Brett Favre. I don't know if you would count Warren Moon as a current quarterback. Troy Aikman and Steve Young. That's the category that Matt Ryan's in?
No.
That matters to me. It's big on who are the last people at your position to get in. Are you in that conversation? Matt Ryan's not in that conversation, and that's okay. He's going to go in the Atlanta Falcons Hall of Fame.
Ring of Honor.
Get the express pass to Magic City whenever you want to go. They should give him his own wing flavor. Matt Ryan wings. He's not a Hall of Famer. We know that.
When was the last time an MVP wasn't a Hall of Famer?
I mean, Cam Newton's not going in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, they were back-to-back years, but before that, Adrian Peterson, Hall, Peyton Manning, Hall, Aaron Rodgers, weirdo, but Hall, Tom Brady, Hall, LT, Hall,
yeah,
Sean
Matt
Alexander's interesting.
Matt Ryan is the worst MVP of our generation.
God, all right.
I guess other than Cam.
We're starting with respect and we're ending on...
Well, Rich Gannon.
Okay. 20 years ago. Matt Ryan is the worst MVP in the last 20 years.
This is so influenced by that game, though, also, because if they win and they finish off that 28-3,
you're right.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
And
he's not the reason they lost that game either.
You're right. That's the line between being good and great.
That's just sick.
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it. He might honestly be the worst in the last 20 years. I mean, Matt Ryan won it in 16. I mean, now you're like getting to running backs, guys that were just really good. Sean Alexander was really good. I guess, I mean, is Matt Ryan better than Steve McNair? Like, if we're going, like, all time, you consider Matt Ryan a better quarterback than Steve McNair?
Yes.
Where are you at, Rob? Is Matt Ryan better
than
Steve McNair?
Matt Ryan's better than Steve McNair. Matt Ryan's better than Steve McNair. Steve McNair split his award for MVP, didn't he?
Yeah, with Peyton.
I thought he was Peyton Jamal Lewis. He was the big split.
No, I'm looking at it right. I mean, so what happened that year was, you know, there's the AP award, then it's the Pro Football Writers. So he split the AP one, and then Jamal Lewis won the Pro Football Writers one. So it was three people that won MVP that year, which was a very, very odd year in NFL history for three different people to be thought of to be the MVP.
I don't know if MVP automatically equates also that you were the best player that year. Like, that's such a narrative-driven award. We were like on the doorsteps of Carson Wentz being an MVP once. Like, I see this argument going both ways. I know how I side, and I know why I side on that side of the fence, but...
Let me ask you this. Is Matt Stafford a Hall of Famer?
I would not vote for Matthew Stafford.
So no. I think Matt Ryan's better than Matthew Stafford, so I think this is one notch up. It's the same argument.
I think Matt Stafford's in, and I think that ring has a big reason why.
Yeah, then the Hall of Fame just... Maybe I just have to come around to the fact of, like, our generation has just, like, we have lowered the bar for the Hall of Fame.
Also, you're kind of discounting the years of consistency. Like,
no, he was good for a while, and that matters. That's an argument of why.
I think 10 years of being in the top 15 is extremely valuable. I mean, like, you're saying, oh, if you weren't in the top three any of those years and you're not Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you were never.
But it's still worthy of consideration if you've been a top 15 quarterback for 10 years. One of those years you were on the doorstep of winning a championship. Like, yeah.
I guess one of my qualifications is if we have to debate if you are a Hall of Famer, then you're not a Hall of Famer, because that's not. And now in the NFL, now in basketball, they just let everybody in.
Well, it's also just a basketball Hall of Fame.
Chauncey Billups is going to be in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't consider Matt Ryan to be an all-time great quarterback. Matt Ryan was a very good quarterback. Matt Ryan, I would say, if he gets in the Hall of Fame, he is maybe the quarterback who benefits most from the era that he plays in. Just the fact of you were able to play in an era in which you could just put up crazy numbers at the position.
I don't know if you think of him when you think of quarterbacks putting crazy numbers up at that position.
If he makes
it
to the Hall of Fame, it's because he played in the 2000s. He would not have made the Hall of Fame in the 90s.
People discount that Falcons team a lot, too. Like, that 2016-2017 Falcons offense with Kyle Shanahan at the helm. One of the greatest NFL offenses of all time.
Here we go.
Of all time.
Here we go.
That team was putting up 30 a week.
No, they were putting up 30 a week. They had a very good run. They had a very good run.
I still have nightmares about that.
What do you want the Chiefs to do in the draft?
Tackle. wide receiver.
I'm actually kind of coming on that side about offensive line in the first round. Like, if you're asking me today, what do I want them to do? I want them to go offensive line.
Fill a need. Plug a hole. Give yourselves more options. I didn't tune in specifically to the Brett Veach thing, as you mentioned. I was away. But
I mean, you didn't miss anything. Those are the most worthless press conferences of the year from the general manager. He says the same thing every
Veach
single year.
Is a talky guy, though. He says a lot. I bet
without saying anything,
he says things where sometimes I think Andy and them would listen to them and say, "You didn't have to say that."
Yeah, I mean,
you could have left that.
I saw him from a year talk about how much they wanted to keep Tyrann Mathieu, and like, stop it. They don't say anything.
Well, you got to know what you're listening to. Also, I think sometimes the average fan hears Brett Veach and Andy Reid say things, and they don't understand that there's a message underneath. It's like an encrypted code saying.
Yeah, it's like listening to Kendrick Lamar. You got to like have supersonic hearing. You got to hear it at a different frequency in order to catch what he's saying.
Like
he says the same thing every year. There's always between 14 and 18 people that they have as first round picks. Anything is possible. They got to take best player available, sure, but they're not opposed to moving up. It's the same thing every single year.
Him saying, and Andy Reid kind of saying this as well, I wonder what your thoughts on this. Kadarius Toney is our most talented wide receiver, and we're not giving up on him just yet. That, to me, was one of the key encrypted messages that we've been getting from the Kansas City brass this offseason. We still believe in Kadarius Toney. How big is that belief? And what is that belief going to foster into?
Nothing. It's just them talking. I made this analogy earlier on Twitter. If you are still buying that he's explosive, you are making the argument for someone who shoots like 28% and like, oh, that guy's a good shooter. No, he's not a good shooter. He's not a good shooter. He's not explosive. You know what Kadarius Toney is? He did a cool thing one time.
And won you a Super Bowl, Dot. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Rob and I might be the only two people that don't feel that way.
You can't do that.
It was a big play in a game. You're right.
He also scored a touchdown in that game.
You would have.
So did Sky Moore. Sky Moore. Don't do that. No one would
scored a touchdown in that game.
That's the wrong show for that. Sky Moore scored a touchdown too. No one loves him.
Kadarius Toney made a play one time. Kadarius Toney is the guy who made like that really good joke that one time, and every time he's gonna remind you and had everybody dying laughing. Like, bro, I've heard this story before. You've told me this.
Kadarius Toney is the athlete where if you're playing, throw him up, bust him up in the backyard. He's impossible to tackle. I mean, he's jitterbug. He's moving around. He's the most athletic guy on the field. But if you could sign him up for organized football and tell him, this is your playbook, be here at this time, lifting is this time, we need you to show up and do this, it's not going to look the same. It's not going to feel the same. You're not going to get the same result. He's a guy that struggled in that system, and that's what makes me think that it was such an encrypted message. And the encrypted messages we've been getting from KC this offseason is about them still believing in them. There's been nothing that has fostered that belief after last year.
Do you want a hot take that I have in relation to this? I think this is the Madden influence. I think Madden has influenced the way that we all think about football. Number one, we all think we could call plays because we've done it for 20 years of our life. Like, we all think we know when you should do. Everybody thinks they could be an offensive coordinator. No, you couldn't. You were an average Madden player. You could not. No, you're not a good play caller. And you and I both play Madden enough. You know the guy that always works? The fast guy. You have taken out the better player in Madden to put in the less talented player because of the speed rating, and you can always make that player work on Madden. So when you get a player like that in real life, it doesn't make sense to you why it doesn't work. Like, Kadarius Toney has all the things. Oh, he's fast, he's shifty, he can do all of these moves. How can it not work? How many guys in the league are like Kadarius Toney?
There's not many.
I'm saying is a guy who's not a star player. Like, nobody's saying that. Like a third or fourth, like, role guy.
Are you talking about from just, like, a talent perspective?
That, like, doesn't have a defined – he is not proven he's an NFL running back. And for a guy who people think is a gadget guy, they don't give him carries or they don't use him how people see him use in his mind. He has less than 900 yards receiving in 3 years in the league and is averaging 9 yards a catch. He is not an explosive player. He is not a productive player. You know who he is? The text line just said it. He's John Ross. He is a failed version of Tavon Austin is who he is.
I think the rebuttal is, and I can't believe I'm on this side of the fence.
Go ahead and be on the Kadarius Toney side.
He's 25 years old, which, spoiler alert, that's actually younger than me. So think about what his nostalgia factor is. And he's made a big play for you on the biggest stage. I think a lot of the encrypted messages are trying to keep his stock high because we could potentially see him moved after the draft.
What's stock high? I wouldn't give you
They can still move him.
For what? We just saw a quarterback, Zach Wilson, get traded. They swapped seventh-round picks. He plays QB.
They can still move him.
I'm not giving you – I wouldn't give you a – there's nothing I would give you for Kadarius Toney. Not anything.
All right, so you keep him and you invest in him. You're already pot committed in him.
Just think about it. Just think about it. If I'm another team, it couldn't work for you with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid.
Yes.
Now I'm going to trade a sixth-round pick to see if it can work for my team?
He's still on the rookie contract.
I wouldn't give you a gift card for Kadarius Toney. Cut him. I wouldn't give you anything for him.
You're going to cut your most talented wide receiver?
Okay. I'm telling you, I really think someone on there says, I'm telling you, because you and I both, there is always a guy on Madden that is so much better on the game than he is in real life, and it never makes sense to see why it doesn't work. Rudy Gay was that player on NBA 2K. Trevor Ariza, oh my goodness, Trevor Ariza could do everything on the game. Dunk, shoot threes, oh, he was amazing. He wasn't doing that in real life. I really think that's what it is with Kadarius Toney. You see it, and it works. And we've all had that player. Mine was DeAnthony Thomas. When the Chiefs got DeAnthony Thomas, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to work. People felt that about Dexter McCluster. Everybody has their quarterback that they love that didn't work out. Everybody has their gadget player that they were convinced was going to work that just didn't work. Who's yours? Who's your gadget player?
Gadget player who didn't work out. Ugh.
No, mine's DeAnthony Thomas. Who's yours, Rob?
Mine probably is DeAnthony Thomas too, but I mean, I really fell for it with Tavon Austin. I'm not gonna lie to you, they were early days of the Big 12, and them and Baylor were putting up video game numbers, and I thought, oh, this guy can play running back and wide receiver. Oh, he's a star.
I also think in relation to that too, I think everybody has that, like, there was a failed player in another generation that you think would work. Like a lot of K-State fans, Michael Bishop would be that. Oh man, Michael Bishop, if he played today, he would be your guy. Like, I feel that way about Peter Warwick. Peter Warwick was just drafted in the wrong time.
What about MPJ at Mizzou?
He's working out.
He played three games as a Tiger?
I don't even know if you can count them as games. He checked into the games. I don't know if it could count. He's having a rough go of it right now on, like, the family side of it. It's not going good right now for the family side with him.
You know, there's not many things that I won't talk about on radio, but I'm going to leave that one
you. It's not going good. I'm a good guy. Say nothing else. It's not going good right now.
I'm going to leave that one to you.
Who do you think has a better haircut, you or Michael Porter Jr.?
I actually need a cut right now.
I'm just, who you think? I've never seen a hair out of place on Michael Porter's head. Every time, crisp. He has to get his hair cut six times a week.
Big shot last night.
Do you listen to his podcast?
I've seen a couple clips floating around. That feels like you right up your alley.
No chance.
You listen to just some nasty pods.
No chance.
You listen to the Joy Taylor and
No, I listen to the Joe Budden podcast. That's enough toxic energy in my life. I don't need any more. nothing less. I don't need the Michael Porter podcast in my life. No thanks. You got it, Mike.
New media. Hashtag new media.
Yeah, hashtag new media. No, you got it. Era Ladd is joining us in studio. Era Ladd, you know what? Before we get you out of here, I want to do something that I don't think we've ever done with you before.
Thank me.
Random question time. You ready to just answer people's random questions? 913-586-7610.
Sure, let's do it.
Who would you consider to be your, like, inspiration? Like, who's somebody you're like, oh, this person inspires me?
There's a couple cop-out answers here.
Yeah, don't give me no.
Mom,
no
dad,
no
thank
parent.
You so much
no,
for listening.
There has to be somebody that you're like, oh, I really like that person. Like Bill Simmons. I really appreciate Bill Simmons saw the internet before any other media person saw it. Like, that's inspiring.
So you're going professional with this.
Yes, I wasn't expecting you to tell us how much you love your grandmother. Everybody loves their grandmother.
But Monty Jones was the first guy in sports media where I was like, oh, he does it like his own way. And he's not afraid to, like, make people mad and also be, like, intelligent with his takes as well. He's always been someone that I thought was interesting.
Someone on the text line says you have 11 toes. Is that true?
No.
I don't know. Linda Cohn has 11 toes. I didn't know.
Who said that?
She has said she has 11 toes.
Where's the extra one?
I don't know. I've never seen her feet.
Is it like close to the baby toe or is it close to the big toe? If somebody had two big toes, that'd be strange.
Would you rather have two thumbs or two pinkies?
Two thumbs. Thumbs like are useful.
Okay, everyone has two thumbs.
Huh?
Everyone already has two
thumbs. I mean, like on your same hand.
Like, what are you talking about?
Like on your same hand, would you rather have two thumbs or two pinkies on your same hand? So if you had like an extra finger.
The pinky doesn't even really, I mean, what do you use that for?
I feel like you would be a really great pitcher if you had an extra pinky. Like, if you had that third pinky on there, and you like got even like, oh my goodness, the curve would really be curving.
That's got to be performance enhancing somehow.
If the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, who wins it?
Oh, gosh. Detroit Lions, why not? Or the San Francisco 49ers.
Who's the team that you hate the most?
The New Orleans Saints.
Okay, that's
without
that's
hesitation.
Fair. Do you hate the Saints more or KU?
KU. Oh, that picture of Taylor Swift in the KU sweatshirt, like that.
Rob sent that to me. I was like, God. She sews like you do. I was like, bro, if you don't get this off my
KU
phone.
KU fans, they took that for a victory lap as if that was like a championship for them.
I reported Rob to HR when he did that.
You walk into Allen Fieldhouse and there's going to be a picture of Taylor Swift in a KU sweatshirt.
How many chicken nuggets could you eat in one sitting? Just like straight McNuggets. How many
any sauce?
You
or am
down?
I just going?
Yeah, you could pick a sauce.
Between like 30 and 35.
What drink do you get at McDonald's? There's only
Sprite.
Two possible options.
Sprite or Coke.
You know what I'll throw out there? High C Orange. Love a McDonald's High C Orange.
I used to like their sweet tea a lot.
I'm not a big tea person, actually. What's your order when you go to Waffle House?
This is a very boring, very boring.
You just get the All-Star?
No, I just do two waffles and a full bacon.
Okay. What? So, like, let's say it's a young lady that you think is really attractive and you're pursuing her.
Okay.
And she's like, I want you to plan a date. And you're like, all right, cool, I can do that. How would you plan it?
Depends on where we are in the courting process.
This is the first one.
This is the first one?
This is the, you guys have been DMing back and forth, and she's like, you know, I'm not doing the pullover at the house. I want you to take me on a real
date.
Okay,
I don't do the pullover at the house. That's your swag.
Okay, my bad. I don't for all the phrases that you've said on this show, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Anybody
that called it tail house, let's not. You're not above the, hey, I'm coming over to hang out and watch television.
You
stop
say
it.
Swiping and piping.
Yeah,
far
now,
too
now
often.
It's like, oh, I don't do that. Stop it. You don't got to lie on this show. All right, this is an honest space. That's
I actually
how
had
try
a
to
I had a date the other day. Golden Rabbit. We went to Golden Rabbit there on 39th. Okay. Solid little thing.
You
had
got a
couple.
Pizza Tassio right next door. Some of the best pizza in town.
I did not.
Ask Rob. He can hook you up.
I will be stopping there next time. Usually after that, I'll do like a tiki taco or a high dive, you know, if I'm in the 39th area. So, yeah, something quick. Something
next
easy.
Time you're over in that area, be sure to take her by Miami Ice. I'm a big Miami Ice person.
Too sweet for me.
I love a Miami Ice.
Too sweet. It's not hot enough for that yet. Like, when it's 90 out, the Miami Ice hits. When it's 65.
A little ice with a little custard at the bottom going crazy. Do you want me to sew you something? Well, I sewed Rob a pillow. I made Rob a pillow a couple days ago.
Was that the T-shirt pillow?
Yeah. You saw the?
You're still in class right now?
Yeah, I'm in 102 right now.
Where are these classes at?
Called the Sewing Lab. I can make you a pillow if you want one.
Is anything in there?
It's people learning how to sew is what it is.
Nothing going
it's
on?
It's people learning how to sew. I'm there to learn how to sew.
Cross-stitch something?
And be the best. That's what we're actually working on right now. We're working on all the different kind of seams that you can make.
Sure. Sew me something. Like a little coin purse or something like that. I don't know.
What's one restaurant in Kansas City that you've never been to that you always want to go? For me, it's Golden Ox. I don't know why I've never been, but at some point in my life, I'd love to go to the Golden Ox.
What's the one that's right next to Extra Virgin?
I don't know, actually.
Is that? That's not Rock Hill, is it?
No. Stock Hill.
Stock.
One that I really want to get to.
Okay.
Once I get into your tax bracket, then I'll be able to.
I mean, if you weren't, you spent 7 days in Denver. you were out here smoking Stock Hill money. Is what it sounds like.
It was
to
a bachelor
me.
Party.
It sounds to me like you were smoking it.
You talking about Farina?
Yes, Farina.
Okay, you love a cafe trio. We do know that.
I still got a couple back for them. I'm gonna pull up on them one day with just three.
Well, they don't let you stack them, so.
Really?
That's yeah, a one per.
I just don't want you to. I don't want you to spend $300, and then all of a sudden they hit you with the card, and now you sit there and you're confused. Well, I don't want that to happen.
We would be rolling up our sleeves and getting in the back.
Dishes in the back. Got to roll up his sleeves. Before we get out of here, when does Kendrick respond?
Soon.
No, give me a. When is he responding?
You never responded to my text about the AI song either.
I didn't know if you texted me about it.
I think he's going to wait it out now at this point.
Okay. I was just curious to know. All right. He's down, though. We know that, right? Kendrick is down right now.
Well, yeah, because he's hiding.
Okay, he's down. I'm just saying, for somebody who for years is like, I'm the boogeyman, don't say nothing to me, or I've... One person keeps saying something to you, and you're just...
It took him a week and some change to respond.
Yeah, he got off tour, instantly just started making fun of you again. Like, all right, you're 5'1". Stop calling yourself Big Stepper. You're a kid size. You wore a size 7 shoe. How are you talking like this? Aaron Ladd joins us on the show today. Aaron Ladd, you know what, man? I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart.
That was very kind of you, Dot. Appreciate you and Rob. The imaging, it feels good. We're finally professionals in here now.
We're absolutely doing our best. Be sure to check out the podcast page. We did a mall draft earlier today. Aaron came in last place, which is per usual, given where he works. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the NFL draft. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by Deepa Squally Moore. Car, truck, or motorcycle wreck? Remember, Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kansas City, it's George Karloftis, and you're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Rob, you know what? I am starting to come around to... I like for the Chiefs to take an offensive lineman in the first round. That's the sign I'm starting to come on to. You know, for the last 2 years, I have sat here almost every day of the draft process and said, go get a wide receiver, go get a wide receiver, go get a wide receiver. Now, I have been right in saying that. And last year, at least for the regular season, their lack of wide receiver talent created a lot of frustration in the fan base and with the team. So I'm not saying I don't want them to draft a wide receiver at all, but I am looking at this year's draft class and how deep that it is at wide receiver. And the more and more reading I do as just getting ready for Thursday and what the first round brings, I just really started to talk myself into the best value that they can find is at offensive lineman. I don't think it's at wide receiver. And I don't know if there is a big enough gap between the wide receivers that they could potentially get in round one versus where they could get at the back half of the second round, especially if they are willing to move up potentially just a little bit to maybe more closer to the mid to upper 50s in order to find the wide receiver that they're looking for. I'm obviously not going to be upset if they take a wide receiver. If they take Xavier Worthy with the 32nd overall pick, I will not be unhappy. It would make sense to me. But last year, you remember, we had a 50-50. You were on defensive line. I was on wide receiver. They're in the exact same spot this year, just on the other side of the ball with the line of scrimmage. Last year, they needed another defensive lineman. They got one. They now need to find a long-term answer at left tackle. And we'll see if they think that it's Wanya Morris. Obviously, if they draft an offensive lineman in round one, they don't think that Wanya Morris is, at least not in the short term, going to be an offensive lineman. If you're asking me value for this season, I think it's them drafting offensive lineman in round one.
I think you're right for 2024, but Carrington, when you go in these drafts, you can't just think of value in a one-year vacuum. Like, Trent McDuffie. When the Chiefs picked Trent McDuffie, we all thought, oh, the Chiefs are a little depleted at corner. They're going to need a corner, and they really heavily, you know, addressed the position. But they addressed it with the idea of, we're good for the next 4 or 5 years now because we got McDuffie and others. You don't look at it as just a one-year deal. They were able to trade L'Jarius Sneed because of Trent McDuffie. So for 2024, I don't disagree with you. But I think when you look at the draft, you're too narrow-minded. Expand the horizon. And that's where actually someone who's been on the O-line side, I'm beginning to pivot the opposite direction as you. I wouldn't be mad if they take O-line on Thursday. Like, don't get me wrong. If they take Tyler Guyton, I'm not going to be spitting with anger and fire and brimstone. How could they do this? What a disaster. I'm not going to do that. But after 2024, what does your wide receiver group look like? And I know you say, well, you can always spend money later. You know what you're going to spend money on later? George Karloftis. You know what you're going to spend money on later? Trent McDuffie. You know what you're going to spend money on later? Creed Humphrey. Probably Nick Bolton, despite my biggest agitations. You have great players locked in. You have to continue to keep them locked in. So you're not going to have this bevy of free agency money. They really have never had a bevy of free agency money. So after 2024, let's look at the room. It's Rashee Rice, who is at some point going to be suspended in the NFL and is facing legal problems. We don't think Hollywood Brown is back for a second year. Either he's great and they can't afford him, or he's terrible and you don't want him. Kadarius Toney, no one thinks he's back long-term. Sky Moore seems like he'll be 4 years and out the door, so he'll eventually have a year left, but you're not going to be confident in him. And Justin Watson types, you can find everywhere in the NFL. He was a practice squad player they picked up off the Bucks. 2024, you're right, but expand the horizon, Carrington. And 2025, the wide receiver room stinks on ice, and I think they need to address it this year to get ahead of it.
I don't disagree with you in theory with what you're saying. Like, I'm not totally on the opposite side. I would say, though, that I think we need to stop looking at wide receiver maybe in the way that we do and start to look at it a lot more like running back. Like, the way that we view running back is nobody thinks that you need 2-3 years to develop at that position. You can instantly step in and be good. Are we not seeing that same thing at wide receiver? You know pretty quickly if you got something at wide receiver. The fact that we have all seen 2 years of Sky Moore, right? Is anybody still holding out hope that it's going to work? We've seen 2 years. Is anybody still like, hey, man, you guys are being a little too hard on him. Give him more time. No, because you know that's a position that you can instantly step in and be able to help. So I don't know if you need to have the long-term plan right now, because whenever you decide, and maybe you decide this year, again, I don't make it seem like if they take a wide receiver in round one, I'm against the pick. They take a wide receiver, great. But it's not like you need to plan for wide receiver 2-3 years before you actually do it. No, you can plan for wide receiver in one single offseason and address it and go from having a bad wide receiver room to actually a pretty decent wide receiver room like that. With one free agent move and getting one pick correctly, you drastically change the course of your wide receiver room. There aren't a lot of other positions where you think that you can do that as quickly now. And I think that wide receiver in some ways is becoming the new running back. You knew pretty early on with Isaiah Pacheco that you had something. Hey, this guy's really good. And if he can stay healthy, he can help us. You realize with Rashee Rice, Chiefs fans, we realize with Rashee Rice, what, 7, 8, 9 weeks into the season that they had somebody and that he was better than Sky Moore, that he was better than some of their other options. I just don't think it takes as long to know at that position. Not anymore. Because of the way college football is, because of how often teams throw, wide receiver can come in and have an instant impact unlike many other positions on the field.
They can. Rashee Rice is the outlier, though. Who have been the wide receivers in the Andy Reid era in Kansas City? Let's expand beyond Brett Veach. Let's go to, we've had now 11 years of samples, 10 years of sample size in Kansas City. Who are these, hey, great draft pick, he came in, hit the ground running, watch out in Kansas City. Who are, Rashee Rice is the only one I can think of. Mecole Hardman was fine in year one, but it wasn't like, whoa, they got Mecole Hardman. Like, Who are these great wide receivers the Chiefs have just drafted, hit the ground running, and they're able to fix their room? I feel like we have been talking about the wide receiver room being somewhat depleted for like 15 years.
You're
in
right,
town.
But I guess, sorry to cut you off though, is it just they got the pick wrong? Like right now, what I think we are fundamentally arguing is whether you get the pick right or wrong. Mecole Hardman was not going to work on any team. Not to the way that would justify where he was selected. He was just, he's not a great NFL player. Teams bet. I mean, he wasn't a great college wide receiver. I would say in a lot of the same things that happened with Kadarius Toney, a team took a chance on his skill set and his speed, and he is fast, and he never translated to be an every down wide receiver. So I don't know if we can use the, well, Mecole Hardman didn't work. I mean, you could have very easily drafted DK Metcalf. He was right there and it would have worked. And I would say DK Metcalf was very same, wasn't a great college wide receiver, but had great physical skill sets and it worked. And he turned out to be an all-pro caliber wide receiver. I just think the same way that you kind of say, hey, don't spend a high draft pick on running back because you can find one later in the draft. Can't you do the exact same thing now at wide receiver? Like, I don't know if that is exclusive to that one position anymore. We can look at it. I'm going to guess over the last five drafts, if you look at the third, fourth, and fifth round, we can find really productive wide receivers. That all the Chiefs really need to come away with in this year's draft is one of them. You don't need two of them for this upcoming year. You need one of them. Find any wide receiver you can between the second and fifth round, and can you find one productive wide receiver? Let's do that exercise coming up on the side. I am curious of, I mean, last year we know Puka Nacua turned out to be an all-pro caliber. He was a fifth-round guy. I don't think that the hit-miss ratio when it comes to that is that bad. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Remember to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by DePasquale Moore. Car wreck? Get the money you deserve. Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kansas City is Justin Reed. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
I'm looking at this exercise, Rob, and we just kind of stumbled upon it. I think, like, one thing that just changes the numbers, or like, it just gives you just more chances to miss, is just teams draft so many more wide receivers than they draft running backs. Like, I did a quick Google just from last year. I mean, Rob, in last year's draft, wide receiver was the second most popular position that was drafted. Number one was corner. There were 36 corners taken last year. 33 wide receivers. Now, it makes sense. Your roster, like, you're going to have more wide receivers on your rosters than quarterbacks. So it makes sense why just more of them were drafted. Also, when it comes to running backs, like last year, there were 33 wide receivers that were taken. 18 running backs were selected. So you're just going to have way more misses at wide receiver because more players are taken. You get that. But if you look at it, I mean, every year there's that mid-round pick that works. Now, I'm not saying that should be the philosophy every single year, but I think we can now say kind of safely after watching this team, they don't need much for this upcoming season, much more than what they already have. If you are expecting Hollywood Brown to kind of return to form and have a good season, you got him. I don't know how many games Rashee Rice is going to play this year. Rashee Rice could play in every single game this season, or he could miss six games this season. Who knows? Because of the legal process and how long it seemed to take and play itself out. I assume that Travis Kelce is going to be Travis Kelce this year. So let's give him somewhere between 900 and 1,100 yards this year. I still want them to go get a running back and get somebody that can catch the ball out of the backfield. So I still want them to add another skill position player. Then you got your random other players that do things, make contributions, et cetera. So I think they really only need one other wide receiver. So how we stumbled upon this conversation is, if you're asking me today, hey, Carrington, what do you want the Chiefs to do? I want the Chiefs to draft an offensive lineman in the first round. I want them to draft an offensive lineman, either prepare for when they're not going to have Trey Smith, either prepare for left tackle, prepare when they're not going to have Joe Tooney. I build the offensive line, and you can wait to the second or third round to go get a wide receiver. So we were looking at it. I mean, last year, we know about Puka Nacua, all pro. You're not expecting a hit there. But you look at Dontavian Wicks, the guy drafted by the Packers. I'd be excited if the Chiefs guy, what they haven't had under the Veach era is they have not had a wide receiver like that. They have not had a mid fourth, fifth round draft pick that you had promise about and actually showed it on the field. I know you guys have this Justin Ross infatuation. He did not do anything last year for you to be super excited about him heading into the season. I'm talking about a guy who we are hyped about, performs really well, and then going into next year, you have real expectations. I would take a Dontavian Wick. You then look at 2022. You look at the guys who were picked in the second round. The Packers, again, Romeo Doubs. If they got Romeo Doubs in this year, the third round, be very excited if that's what they came out with. You then look, I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown was the third round draft pick. I don't think you're going into it thinking that you're going to get Amon-Ra St. Brown and he's going to be one of the five best receivers in the league. I mean, Nico Collins was a third round pick in that year's draft class. I'm just bringing these guys up is because this is a philosophy that we all follow when it comes to running back. You don't have to extend at running back, that you can find the right one that can plug and play in your system. You can get great production out of it. We have seen it on the Chiefs. They spent a first round pick on a running back, but they got way more production from the seventh round running back than they got from the one. Is it not possible that they could do the exact same thing at wide receiver? If you were going to take a flyer on a fifth round wide receiver and get bang for your buck, ideally, isn't this the team to do it on? You've got the quarterback, you've got the offensive infrastructure, you've got the head coach. Going into this season, it's not like you're expecting him to be your number one or carry you. You're asking him to be a piece of the pie. That's all you're asking him to do.
I actually agree with you conceptually. If you can take a fourth, fifth round, sixth round flyer, and you don't even need a super hit. Puka Nacua is an extreme example, but you're right. If you find Romeo Doubs, if you find even Justin Watson, I think most fans would be relatively okay with that in those later rounds. The problem is not only do the Chiefs not really take those flyer swings at wide receiver because they take him in just other positions. Like I'm just thinking of their late round picks. It's usually former high end, you know, recruit guy that was at a non-premium position. Their flyers have never, ever hit. Like I agree with you conceptually, but it's never worked. Like Cornell Powell would fall into that category. Fifth round guy, a flyer. Let's just see what happens. Nothing happened. Not a thing. Zero of things happened with him. Who is the guy from Michigan? Junior Hemingway. I know I'm going back now to the Dorsey era, but he was a sixth, seventh round pick. He was a flyer. Hey, let's see what can happen. Why not find 500 yards worth of production in the seventh round? It didn't work. So I agree with you on the concept. I'm for fifth, sixth, seventh round pick, flyer wide receiver. You try to hit, you now supplemented and you feel good going into year two. They've just never had that occur. So betting on it at a certain point feels foolish to me.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I'd be pissed if we got the Romeo Doubs equivalent out of the best wide receiver draft ever. I would just like to point out, Romeo Doubs last year had 59 catches, 700 yards, and 8 touchdowns for the Green Bay Packers. If he did that for the Kansas City Chiefs, he would be one of the best wide receivers they have ever drafted. Ever. Not just even in the Mahomes era. I mean, period. It'd be one of the best receivers they ever had, and he's 24 years old on a rookie contract with two more years left on his deal. If they got Romeo Doubs in the fourth round the way the Packers did, I'd be very excited about it. Be very, very excited. Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I'm all for drafting a tackle. Drafting a guard in the first round is dumb. I understand the position value argument. I would also say that same team gave that a guard $80 million, which we can't say, hey, having that same player on a rookie contract is a bad use of investment, yet making him the third highest paid player on the team is a good investment. Because that's what Joe Tooney is. He's the third highest paid player on the team. Mahomes is one. Chris Jones is two. Joe Tooney is a five-year, $80 million deal. If they got Joe Tooney with the 32nd overall pick, I'm for it. Now, you can find Joe Tooney later than that, for sure. If that's who they got, one of the three best interior offensive linemen at the 32nd overall pick, sign me up. Where? I want that guy. Sign me up. I'm 100% for it. Coming up on the other side, we'll keep talking NFL draft. We are a couple days away, 2 days away from the start of the NFL draft. We'll also talk about the Royals as they look to get back to their winning ways at Kauffman Stadium. Keep right here. It's the Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.